Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Kevin Pollak, what's up? I mean, gun to my head, I'd have to say ice cold chocolate pudding. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Craig Kakowski. Kakao! What's your problem with golf, anyway?
It's the game of rich white men. I'm terrible at it. I wish I was better. I want to be on the PGA Tour. I just resent those guys.
Okay.
I like it, Arnold Palmer, though.
Sure. Way to be current. Look out, it's Chris Alvarado. Captain Chris, if I'm grilling salmon, what's a good internal temperature I want to reach? Internal temperature.
Was that Chris. A question for me?
Chris.
Oh, thank God.
It's my audio completely cut out, but I got
is he screaming? My God.
You're super white hot.
Oh my God. Okay, a lot's going on here.
Okay, cool. We can still hear you.
Okay. You asked the internal temperature of salmon.
While grilling salmon.
Uh-huh. 485 degrees.
That's correct. That's unbelievable.
Thank
wow.
Thank you.
I mean, it's actually 135, but we'll accept 485.
For sure. Thank well done. You, Kevin, yeah. For the real truth there.
Yeah,
you wow, James was really bummed out by my joke answer there.
Well, no, I mean, it was just dangerous because if you really cook it to 435, that's like bursting into flames.
He's just making
the
jerky.
Internal temperature.
He's making salmon jerky.
Salmon jerky. Hey, everybody, it's Jessica Lowe.
Hi.
Jessica
Lowe, and I love salmon jerky.
Yeah, you do. Just to the ca. Favorite theme park and why, please?
Great America in somewhere.
That's in my neck of the woods, Northern California.
I think that's what it was. That can't be what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
As a little kid, it was like a Six Flags in the Midwest.
And oh, they just yeah, Great America.
The smoothest roller coasters. I loved it because I got a big noggin and a
sure.
little neck. So it just rattles like a little Hawaiian girl doll.
Okay. All right.
So when it's smooth, I have the need for speed, Kevin.
I can dig it. I actually only ride roller coasters myself that are quote unquote smooth. Otherwise it doesn't work for me at all. Yeah. The rattling, the rickety, not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Everybody, it's James Heaney Bond. James Heaney Bond. What would be your secret agent gadget of choice?
I guess I'm going to have to double down on that. Well, I guess, does it have to be a real gadget? Because if I had a time control device where I could pause time on my secret agent device, that's what it would be. If it's not, if I can't have time control, then I don't know. A really nice small suitcase that has countless costumes and masks.
Have you seen a James Bond movie?
Yeah. A small suitcase with countless costumes and masks
is his favorite gadget.
Well, it would be like you pop it open and it's
your suitcase is a gadget,
but it's a gadget because the suitcase is a costume designer.
Oh my God.
That is a costume designer?
I don't know what the word would be.
And that is our show.
It's like Iron Man's suit, but you look now like you're a scientist and you're able
it's
to
okay.
go into the.
I didn't mean to pick the one guy who's clearly never seen a James Bond movie. And last, but check your shoes for scorpions if you think at least it's Joey Greer. Baby Cakes, tell me a bedtime story.
There once was a secret agent.
Thank you. Let's do a
He's
damn show.
He's already asleep.
Oh, scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. Love reading them, every damn one of them, and I reply. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here, alchemythis.com. Yeah. Scene one is from patron Thomas, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. James, avert your eyes. This is for Kevin. I hope all of you are doing all right in these weird and crazy times and are keeping your sanity. I know that this podcast is one of the only things keeping me from going nuts." Wow. I take that as the highest compliment. "In fact, I use this podcast to keep track of what day it is so I don't fall into an unscheduled nightmare." Aw. But I digress.
He has scheduled nightmares?
The best kind. They're in a briefcase.
They're Monday mornings.
With costumes and masks. I have a scene suggestion for you lovely people. I always love the short suggestions And I know you love them too. So here you go. Burger. Keep up the great work. You're all hilarious, especially you, Joey, and I've grown to love Caroline Connor. Oh, isn't that something? I'll pass along to her, but thank you. And I'm delighted when she can make it. Yes, apparently. We'll send photos as well, sir. But I'm picking up, but I'm not picking favorites. Well, aren't you? Stay safe and stay funny. Thomas from Virginia, the one-word suggestion, burger.
Burger.
Bling, bling. Yes, welcome to Larry's House of Burgers. How may I take your order, please?
Are you Larry?
Oh, that's funny. Larry's long gone. I'm Cliff.
Okay.
Would you like a burger?
Yeah, I was told to use the password, burger.
Oh, right this way, young man. Watch the fryer.
Wow, going right through the kitchen.
Yep, that's right. This is the way we took Elvis also. There's the door. Good luck, sir. And Godspeed.
What is this? It's like something out of a James Bond movie.
All right, so the only thing that are wild right now is me. No, but in all seriousness, Ace is up, Jack's too poor, and then we got to make sure that the Queen's all across the board. Let's go here. Buy-in's 1500 if you want to play.
Shit, there's a poker game going on. Wow.
Let's get it. Who's this guy? What's going on, man?
Hi, I got the password. I'm Clint.
You got the password?
Where'd you get the password from, Clint?
Am I not supposed to be here?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? Just curious where you got the password from. Are you allowed to tell us?
Yeah, my buddy Jerry.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh,
how
Jerry.
Is Jerry?
Jerry.
Jerry, okay. Was supposed to be here by now.
I guess I'm here in his place, maybe. Burger, by the way, is
burger.
The password.
Burger.
Yeah, no shit. How else are you going to get by Cliff? You know what I mean? What's your name, pal?
Clint.
You're Clint.
Oh, I'm Clint. Didn't I say that already?
I thought you were using a code name. You did say Clint.
Oh, you all are using code names?
Well, we're secret agents.
I want to make an order.
Yes. What can I get you?
I'd like to get a cheeseburger.
Well, we've got all sorts of cheeseburgers. It's like cheddar cheese, American cheese, Swiss cheese, Colby. Mm-hmm. Provolone, Monterey Jack.
Oh, well, let's just start over. I'd like to get
jalapeno.
Come here, come closer.
Pimento, yes.
I'd like to get a cheeseburger.
Well, I'm happy to help you. What would you like on your cheeseburger, sir?
I don't know. If I get Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese. Get me a Swiss cheeseburger.
Pickles?
Sure, yes. Mustard everything. Just everything. Just get whatever it is. Just give it to me.
We call that run it through the garden.
Yeah, fine. One cheeseburger.
One cheeseburger, Swiss cheese, run it through the garden.
The whole garden?
More, you betcha.
How do we do this?
Can I ask you guys something? Do a lot of people get escorted back here? Because I feel like burger is not a great password at a place called Larry's House of Burgers.
You'd be like surprised how few people order just a burger. A lot of people order cheeseburger, double patty, bacon burger.
So they won't let you in if you say cheeseburger, even though that contains the word burger.
Oh, if you say cheeseburger, that's going to take you to a whole different place.
Clint. Yeah. Enough of the questions. Are you in this game?
No shit.
Yeah. I'm in. Deal me in.
All right, so we're going to deal you in here. Now, the stakes are a little high here. I'm not just talking about the ante. I'm talking about loser has to spend time with that white Bengal tiger. Oh.
Jesus, I just noticed that. There were so many other stimuli, when I hit that room.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Normally, it doesn't make noise until we point it out. So
now it's making tons of noise. What do you mean spend time with?
Take it out on a date.
Sex. Sex.
Wait.
I don't want this fucking cheeseburger. I want to get to the back.
There's no reason for that sort of language, sir. You said cheeseburger, and that's what we've got for you. I gave you the fucking $10.
Give me, I'm supposed to go back there.
And I gave you your change, sir. The cheeseburger is yours. And if you'd like a refill on that soda, just help yourself.
Listen, asshole, I know the secret word, okay? Stop playing like a dum-dum. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm happy to help you if you'd like to get some more cheeseburger, sir, but I don't appreciate those that sort of language.
Well, how was the game, man? I don't want this fucking cheeseburger. How was it? Did you come out with the money or what?
There is no game. It's a lie. It's a lie. There's no such thing as a fucking secret game in the back.
Bullshit. All I got is these shitty burgers. No. My cousin, he's a secret agent. He says there's a secret agent card game down
You're
there.
You're full of shit.
No, man. Dude, you must have fucked it up, man. Damn it, dude. I fucked it up.
I went in there cool as a cucumber, and I said the password, and the guy looked at me like I was ordering a cheeseburger.
I mean, cool as a cucumber, dude. I could see you from the car window. You were screaming and flailing around there, and I heard you mouth, suck me.
So then I said, eat this grenade, threw it in her mouth, and left my BMW.
Yeah.
So Clint, what have you been working on?
Oh, I'm a CPA in town.
Nice.
That's quite a cover.
I do Jerry's taxes, so.
Well, that explains a couple things, don't it?
What do you mean? What do you mean? You work for the company? You do the company's taxes? What are you talking about?
I raised, by the way. I do. I do Jerry's company's taxes.
Yeah. Sorry, new guy. How much do you raise?
Let's put in some of these chips and some of these.
$5,000.
What? Really? No. I'll take a couple of them back. So
feel free to go ahead and count out your raise there, Clint.
Okay.
And then share with the rest of us the amount. Jesus, this guy, huh?
You know what? I'm just going to fold this one, I think. Wait a minute. Do I when do I have to make love to the tiger, or does the tiger make love to me?
If you lose all your chips, then it's up to the tiger who's the bottom and who's the top.
Okay, I want to hold on to these chips, and I'm just going to toss in these cards then.
All right. Back to your latest assignment.
Well, it's not so much an assignment as it is a career. I'm a CPA. I'm not very busy right now.
Hold up. Two of clubs. We're playing agent rules here, so we know what that means.
Hey, put those guns down, guys.
Any last things you'd like to say there, to Clint?
What?
Two of clubs came up. New guy gets shot.
When is that a rule? You gotta say the rules. How am I supposed to know that?
We're just fucking with you. This guy, huh?
Jesus.
You were freaking out in there, man. Okay? You were freaking out.
I started freaking out after the guy gave me a second set of burgers. At first, I was really chill. I was extremely chill.
So you're telling me we're down $20 because you got two fucking cheeseburgers?
Honestly, I didn't pay for the last one. So, we're down $20.
So
but
the
you know
one
what?
Burger
I probably would have lost more at poker anyway, so it's a win-win.
What the fuck? Were you telling me one burger cost $20?
No, I got two burgers. I added the first. You know what? That's why I
you
started
said
flailing
you didn't
my arms.
Pay for the second burger.
I got... We're down $20. If you want the change in my pockets, you can have it. But
yes, I do, man. You're stealing from me, dude.
So then I said, see you later, alligator.
Nice.
Right into the alligator. Nice. Right into
the alligator's mouth. Yeah. Drove off in your fucking Beamer.
Yeah.
We know the stories, man.
Is this anything?
Holy oh, my shit. God. He's got a full house.
What the fuck, man?
I've got a full house.
Yeah, maybe it's time for you to eat this lead instead of that burger.
Okay, the two of clubs didn't come up. I don't know why you're all pointing your guns at me.
Well, we didn't like the way you played that hand. We're just fucking with you.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. New guy, you're the best. I love this guy. You got to come back next week, too, man.
That
you're
tiger's
right.
making eye contact with me.
Give him a little kiss.
Now, Agent Swanson, you have to understand that grenades might not be the most subtle way of getting your point across. And in fact, some of the people that you have exploded from their head with a grenade in their mouth, we've need to brought back to question.
Okay, I just need something with a good exclamation point, right? I want new punch-up writers in the room, by the way. Okay.
That's right. Okay.
Because when I improvise, I don't do well. So
not at all. Yes.
Give me something cool to say, and then I want that to be associated with the weapon I use as I'm leaving. It seems pretty simple to me.
I mean, this isn't a movie. This is real life. You have to be subtle. You shouldn't be talking to these individuals. They shouldn't know you're even there.
Do you mind if I? I have this new gadget.
Oh, my is twin brother's here.
It's got a good tagline to go on at the end. So you're done with the kill, you push this button, wah-ba-ba-ba-da, you get the new costume, and you say, it's your costume stone, and then you walk away. Okay, so just stand in front of...
It's your costume what?
It's your costume stone, and then after you pop this button, you look completely different, and then you walk away. Yeah, push this button away. You got to stand in front of it.
Though. Okay, are you saying it's your costume stone?
Yes, you take the word costume and tombstone and you put it together, but you got to push this button and then you get the change and then it's your costume stone.
Oh, mate, okay. He's just fucking with you. Don't listen to him.
No. I'm not fucking with you. Look at this
gadget.
Twin
brother.
Jesus.
So then I go, it's your costume stone. And,
oh, man.
And then I was wearing a tie, and then all of a sudden I was wearing a sweater vest, and I walked right out of there. All right. Who's deal? Wow.
Damn, that's badass.
A lot to unpack in that joke.
It's Clint's deal. What's the game, Clint?
The game is Night Baseball. Everybody has dealt 9 cards. I don't think I have enough in the deck for that.
No, there's only 4 of us. We're good. Go ahead.
Okay. 2 of clubs is wild. Wait a minute. I'll pick another card.
Yeah, no shit you will.
7 of hearts is wild. And looks like I open. I'm going to raise. 5,000.
Well, I haven't passed out all the cards yet. So why don't we just?
I'm feeling good about this hand.
Also, new guy, if you're gonna bet first, then you say I bet. You can't raise yourself. You just have to bet.
All in.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle. He's all in. You know what that means? Wake up the tiger.
Bring the tiger to the table. Tiger to the table.
Oh my God. Why does the tiger have to be at the table?
You really need to win this hand, Clint.
Okay.
I call.
You just give me the money back. You're stealing from me, man.
I'll do better. You know what? I'll get your money back. You didn't eat the burger, did you?
No, I didn't want any burgers. I wanted a fucking card.
Then I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them I want my money back for the burger, okay? And they'll just bring you your whole $20 bill back, and then you and I are square. All right?
We're not square, dude. You stole from me.
I didn't steal from you if I give you $20 back, right?
But the point of it is, man.
Welcome to Larry's House of Burgers. May I help you?
I was here earlier, and I want my money back.
Oh, I remember you. You're the one with the lovely mustache.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. I was really coming in here to yell quite a bit, but I guess
I'm curious if the drapes match the carpet.
Well, I'm not pulling my pants down here, sir, but I'll tell you what.
You don't have to pull your pants down, sir. You could just answer the question.
No, they do not match.
Thank
you. You'd be surprised what they look like. The curtains are very different.
What can I get you?
What was that?
That was the chef. He's fine.
Listen, I don't want these burgers, and I'd like my money back.
So you don't want the burgers.
Right.
You had a cheeseburger, as I recall, right? You picked the Swiss.
Yeah. I want my money back for it.
Once the cheeseburger leaves the shop, it's up to you to do what you want with it. We can't take it back.
Okay, well, you started off pretty nice. I get it. I'm not expecting you to reserve.
Hi, welcome to Le Petit Chateau. I see your table for 2. You and the tiger, I assume.
Yeah, I have to go on a date with this tiger.
I don't need to know your personal history. I just want to make sure your party is here.
Something out of the way. And I know the tiger is going to want some raw red meat.
Okay, I'm not Again, I'm just the host. Okay. Your waiter will be with you in 1 moment.
If you can get
moment.
That going as soon as possible. Like, this tiger looks really hungry.
Hi, I'm sorry. Is everything okay, Martin? What seems to be the problem here, huh?
I'm just trying to seat these two, and he's giving me a lot of guff, frankly.
Four?
I don't know why.
Oh, by the way, burger.
Oh, right this way.
Excuse me.
Why didn't you tell me there was a burger?
I didn't know. He didn't say.
You didn't know you didn't say?
Right this way.
Enjoy your time, sir. And
thank you.
Your friend as well.
My date. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Wow. Tiger, this is quite a club here. Look at this. What a beat. Yes. Wow, this is amazing.
Hello, how do you do, my friend? What is going on with you, huh?
I'm just here on a date with this tiger because I lost a poker game to a bunch of spies.
And that's scene number one. Oh, so much to unpack. Scene two comes from Philippe, who wrote, "Hey, crazy people, it seems all my scene suggestions were too detailed as you simplified them drastically. But I guess you know what you're doing, sometimes at least. So here's a short one." A loud upstairs neighbor. Looking forward to hear how you mess it up. Philippe! Oh, I love a good critique within a scene suggestion.
Jesus Christ, I'm just trying to sleep. Excuse me, I live downstairs.
Right?
Yeah. You guys...
I got
you,
this, honey.
You
what
guys are making a lot of noise upstairs, and I'd really like you to keep it down after 8 o'clock.
I'm sorry, we're making too much noise for you. Is that what I'm hearing?
My wife and I have to turn the volume of the TV up so loud to hear it that the next door neighbors on both sides of us tell us that we're being too loud, and we tell them to tell you, but they tell me I gotta go upstairs and tell you. So
hey,
hey,
what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Larry.
Larry, would you like your family to have protection from these neighbors on either side?
My wife
How
and
about
I...
if your neighbors become my problem instead of yours?
Okay, actually, that would be...
What do you mean he told you just to staple up these condoms on the wall? That's not going to help a damn thing.
It's what he said to do. We've already bought them, so we might as well follow through with it. We don't know.
Bought them? What the hell, Larry? You bought them?
I mean, it was embarrassing to buy so many condoms at once at the liquor store, but... Yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah. He just...
Okay. Well, that's a rather specific purchase. Sir, will this be all? Just the 4,700 condoms?
Unless you have any other different kinds of condoms back there, I'm trying to get as many as possible. I got to cover the walls.
That's hilarious. I think we both know you bought us out. So did you want any liquor? It. You could have gone to a CVS or so many places to get this many condoms. You came to Stinky's Liquor Store.
So I just decided I'd go to the closest place.
Yep. We appreciate your business. But will there be anything else or just these 4,700 condoms?
This is it.
I don't mean to pry, but can I ask what you're going to do with 4,700 condoms? Quite the party, huh?
Well, it's, from my understanding, it's protection from my neighbors.
Enough said. That'll be $2,200.
Well, thank you everyone for coming to the apartment's HOA. We have some complaints from everybody, which I thought that this... kind of emergency meeting was necessary. And Larry Spatula, thank you for being here. And I'm sorry to say this, but most of the complaints are geared towards you.
Oh, is this some sort of an ambush? What?
There's lube leaking through my walls as if somebody had stapled a bunch of condoms to the wall. And I have lube damage. I have some priceless art on that wall that I had to take down. So
lube!
Okay, Tony, we'll get to it. We'll get to it, Tony. But
I was told you'd lead with me.
It sounds like this is the problem, right here. It's him.
Explain the lube.
Wait, it's his fault back there. Tell him to come up here. He was the one. I went upstairs. He lives above
me. Please,
no.
Please don't make this more uncomfortable than it needs to be. Now,
No. It was him that told me to do it. It's
Larry,
kind
hold
of
on.
Stapled.
Now, we are going to start with Tony. I did tell him in confidence that he would be the first one to speak. So why don't we start with Tony? But please, Tony, go for it.
I feel like I got it out there. Lube through the walls. Damaged priceless art. I don't know. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Can I got a question for you, Tone.
Yeah.
When the substance came through the walls, quote unquote, how exactly could you tell it was what you said, a lube?
I work in the adult industry.
Yeah, that explains a couple things. Yeah, look, yeah.
I know it when I see it.
Lube.
Yeah, we don't need to get into everyone's personal affairs. Everyone pays rent, and that's what matters. So,
Hey, Tina, why don't you give us a sec? So, Tone, how does a guy break into a business like that?
Well, it helps to know somebody.
Right. Because I got a super small penis, and I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, there's no shot at that.
Hey, I was wondering if you had some videos with the guys with teeny tiny peepees.
Say that again, please.
Teeny tiny peepees.
You want tiny peepees?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. If you had any videos, guys, teeny tiny peepees, I would like to see what those are about.
Hey, look at me. Look at me in the eyes. No judgment here. Okay. You want tiny peepees? You want teeny tiny peepees? You know, I could do you one better.
Okay.
If you have any loose change in your pocket, there's a show going on in the back. You put 50 cents in the start, a curtain rises, and you'll see the teeniest, tiniest peepee you've ever seen. Now, what you do with it, with your time in the booth is up to you.
Do you mean like a craft table or something? Or?
Yeah. Craft table. Whatever you want to do with it. You want to see some teeny, teeny, tiny peepees?
Sure.
Is that your thing?
I won't say anything. My thing. If anyone's gonna say what my thing is, it's probably gonna be. If anyone's gonna say what my thing is, it's probably just.
I've got a tiny pee-pee. It's a super tiny weenie. I've got a tiny pee-pee. It's a tiny weenie.
Can I just hold you there? Hold up.
I'm in the middle of a show here. Hold on.
Yep. Listen, we got a lot of people to see today, and I'm just curious, is there more to your audition than the singing about your tiny pee-pee?
Well, it's really, no, I mean, that's pretty much it, but.
So you're gonna dance about and then sing, I have a tiny peepee. Is there a point in the show where you're going to show the peepee?
I mean, I wasn't going to take it off right away. I usually make the person really, it's kind of like.
And just to be clear, when you say peepee, so I know we're talking about the same thing. You're talking about
penis.
Your penis.
Penis, yeah, it's tiny.
This season of America's Got Talent is crazier than any season before. Will the judges pass the man with the teeny tiny pee-pee? Or will he be forced to go back into the shadows where he emerged?
Okay, Steve, can I get just one more take for and have fun with it this time?
I am having fun.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Go ahead. Is this the teeny tiny peepee guy?
Kyle, yeah. Listen, this is just the announcement for the show. He dropped by. He's got a visitor's pass. I let him in. I'm so sorry, Steve.
What the fuck?
Take it again from the top if you don't mind.
I really feel comfortable doing this with this guy in the room. I mean,
this has got talent. Take two.
This season of America's Got Talent is crazier than ever before. Will the judges pass the man with the teeny tiny peepee, or will he slink back into the small shadow where he emerged?
He's talking about me.
Okay, hold on a sec, Steve. Sorry
about
that.
He's talking about me.
That was a perfect read.
Is this guy cutting into my recording?
Nope. It's just in your headphones. It's not in the tape.
Okay, well then can we cut him out? What the fuck is it? How is he talking in my headphones?
What do you mean you went out of the job? You're doing promos for NBC. I mean, that's a great gig.
Yeah, great gig my ass, okay? I got a dude with a tiny pee-pee coming into my goddamn recording sessions, heckling me while I'm fucking recording. That's not what I did this, Herb, okay? I came in here to be a voice for the nation, for people. Like
it's not for you to judge other people.
I'm not judging anybody. This is the guy. This is his song.
I don't have a big one.
It's not the, no one does.
It's not the smallest. It's not the smallest. It's not the biggest. But
oh, of course. No, mine's the same thing. It's not the biggest. Not the smallest. It's in the middle. It's a normal sized good one.
Right.
And it's just like it's anytime you see a big one in the goddamn porno.
And welcome back to 100XM Radio. We are super lucky to have with us today the teeny tiny peepee man. And welcome to the show, teeny tiny peepee man.
Hi. It's really great to be on here. It's wonderful. Listen,
I don't have to tell you, but you have caught fire nationwide.
Yeah.
Men everywhere.
Can
we
see it?
Yeah.
It being radio, it's kind of hard.
I know, but we'll describe it.
Yeah, we want to see it.
Yeah.
I'll describe it. Here, take your hand, put it in front of your face.
Go for it, Jimmy.
And now fold all of your fingers except your pinky. What? Now, now only look at the last knuckle of your pinky finger.
Why do I have to put it in front of my face to do that?
Because it's that small, and if you want to see it, that's where you come.
Look.
I feel like he's disrespecting me.
All right, teeny tiny peepee man.
What do you want?
Millions and millions of men across this country have been singing your song. There's a bunch of parodies. Everyone's having fun, and frankly, you've shown a light on ding the dong. Teeny tiny peepee world.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, that's, shit. Can you hear that?
Hi, yeah. Long time listener, first time caller. Just want to say that I've been listening to you guys since day one. Love it. Whoopsie, I got my elbow.
Oh, yeah.
So just you guys have been through with me through thick and thin, and a lot of emotions up and down. I just want to say to the teeny tiny weeby guy, you've brought me a lot of strength in coming to terms with the size of my, because I got a normal average good one.
No, there's nothing wrong with normal and average, but it ain't a teeny weeny. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tina, Jim, thanks for coming in. Listen, we got the book back on the first quarter of your guys' radio show, and I got to be honest, there's a spike here from the last episode. And
There goes my elbow.
Whoopsie, there goes his elbow.
Super fan, biggest fan ever. But I don't know if I'm going to have this job much longer. If the reason for these high numbers is, in fact, the teeny tiny peepee man.
You're in between a rock and a hard place, am I right? You got the numbers up.
I'm between a rock and a hard place because you do have the best book we've had in maybe 17 quarters, but if it's all based on the size of a man's penis, I think there's going to be blowback, and by that I mean.
Oh, we got it.
Okay. I mean, there's a whole movement out there called Me Too, and they've taken a back seat to the other movements. But I feel like we're going to get lots of letters and lots of emails, and I got to look out for it. How do I answer these people who are going to call in and write in and ask about this pee-pee business?
I mean, as a Tina, woman, can please. I just say something?
Yeah, please.
I've had sex with a
lot of
men.
See, the way I think
men.
About it is, wait, what?
I've had sex with a lot of men.
Okay.
And what you think is average is actually huge.
The majority of
men have tiny, tiny peepees.
Okay.
And listen. I think he's speaking to the everyman.
Okay.
It's like a little bell mushroom in a bird's nest.
Okay. Thanks for the visual.
So anyway, I just like to get, the cost of the wall repaired. But then somebody else had a complaint about a loud upstairs neighbor, I think.
Yeah. It's pretty much, yeah. Still what?
Okay, I just wanted to get this apartment board meeting back on track.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Margo had to take a leave of absence.
What happened to Tina, by the way?
Tina, Margo, they all had to leave. So I'm going to take it over for the minute. So you want your wall fixed up, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And then let's just move on from me and get to the loud upstairs neighbor.
Well, you know, I mean, we got to allocate funds to that. And I don't know if we have anything in the war chest that's going to be able to, you know, take care of your wall.
Hey, Timbo. Timbo, let me ask the questions. I'm the neighbor upstairs. And, you know, I gave my answers to the guy with the condoms on the wall as to what the noise meant. And quite frankly, I thought we were on the same team. So if anybody else has questions about the noise coming from my apartment, I'm taking questions.
Jesus Christ, man. You're a little aggro for this, man. You know what I mean? Maybe we should just try to find some
You ever had a gun in your mouth before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, cool. So anyone else have any questions?
Welcome to the meetings of the five families. Now, we are all obviously mafia, but we're also families.
Familia, now, mi familia.
I understand, Tony, you've been taking care of the 200 block. Very good, very good. Antonio, I understand you've taken care of all the bars. Very nice, very nice. Anthony, I understand you're taking care of the off-track betting. Very nice. Now, when it comes to you, you've been dealing with people at the Aloha Gardens apartment complex. Is that your contribution to the five families?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I specify your meaning when you say dealing with. I'm doing all I can to make sure they don't hear the heroin distribution happening out of my apartment. But
my bad.
You
know, they're complaining. Good justification.
I mean, I'm bringing in dollars. I'm an earner. I've always been an earner. And I got people complaining about noise. You know, it's tough to bag this stuff up in silence. You know how
can
it is.
Can I just say maybe we should just buy the entire complex and then make it a heroin hub and people can just.
How many times have I asked for you guys to just pick up the cost of the apartment building?
I'm okay with that, but you got to get signatures. There's an HOA there, right? You got to go door to door. Go door to door.
All right. I'll go back to it. I'll see how many signatures I can get and see how maybe that hangs up. Bing bong.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, excuse me, miss.
I'm sorry. My husband's just shitting in the apartment.
Could I talk to you?
Who's at the door?
Miss?
Honey, it's all right. Just smush it around.
Miss, could I talk to you?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Hi. I'm a neighbor from upstairs. Oh. My name is T. And I was just curious if you could sign this petition. I'm making efforts to buy the building.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so we would be evicted? Is that right?
You'd be paid handsomely, and you could choose an apartment of your choice from a list that we have, some of the nicer apartments in the greater Philadelphia area.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know if I need to see what those apartments are, and I need to talk to my lawyer, but this is interesting. I can't just sign it right now.
Just looking around, I'm guessing you got about 1,100 square feet. How does 2,400 square feet sound to you?
Oh, my God. My husband could shit all over that. Yeah, that would sound fantastic.
Okay, so we don't need to involve your husband or his penis.
His penis? Is that what you said? No, not at all. No.
I said pants, but let's go with
pants. Right. Either one. Yeah, neither.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. Just sign your name right there.
Okay. There it is. It's a long one, so it's going to take me a second.
Wait a second. You signed paperwork? I'm your lawyer. You got to bring that stuff to me.
Yeah, I did. Yes. What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's the problem? What's the problem?
You don't sign anything unless I say I'm your lawyer.
Oh, come on. I got to sign some things. I can't have you around 24/7. And besides, you're so hard to get in contact with.
I'm a busy lawyer.
Okay, well, maybe. Shh,
keep it down. America's Got Talent's coming on.
Oh, my God. This season of America's Got Talent. If you thought shitting in a bathroom was something, well, take a look at this stay-at-home husband who can shit on the floor.
That will be scene two, everybody. Thank scene God. Two, just over there in the area known as Off the Rail. Scene three comes to us today from Thomas, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I'm really glad you have continued the podcast during the 21st century plague. It's always hilarious, and laughter is definitely appreciated right now. My suggestion is comedy night at a Russian gulag." Thanks, Thomas! All right. Hey, listen. Johnny Big Shoes, I got you a tight 20 over at Well, I got directions here. Hold on a second. There's the name of looks like Gustav's Comedy Hut. So if you got an 8 o'clock slot, and I need you to do,
am I going to be able to take off these cuffs? Like, yeah. I want to be up on the stage and not look like working in the gulag.
You know what? Baby steps, okay? Baby steps.
Baby steps, okay.
Yeah, well, I just need you to do a tight 20.
I do a lot of physical comedy. It's,
Yeah, I understand. Believe me, I'm doing the best I can. Can you work with me?
I'm working with you. It's just, it's hard to write material in the gulag while I'm, you know, doing gulag work.
I'm getting you the gigs. All right.
Okay.
If you want to do the gigs,
I'm just trying to get out of the gulag. Like it's.
Are you
like
getting paid extra to say the word gulag?
No.
Are you hoping to get out of the gulag by repeatedly saying gulag? Yes.
Is that something that you can control? Like, I'll take anything that's out of the gulag.
I better hear some of this 20 minutes I've just booked you to do. Give me like the first 3 minutes.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's a fun day at the Comedy Hut. And I, at this point in time, I usually fill in name of hut that I'm doing the tight five, or I haven't done a 20-minute set.
Gustav's Comedy Hut.
Oh, Gust, it's great night at Gustav's Comedy Hut. I had to bring along my ball and chain. Hey, look at the...
At that point, you produce your wife? What are you talking about?
No, I bring the
an actual ball and chain.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's hooked up to my leg. Everybody thinks it's, you know, my wife because that's the, you know.
Sure, that's funny. Joke. That's funny.
It really works on stage. When I'm up on stage, it really works. Okay. And then I...
Casey, I'm looking at the tape you've submitted to me with your client here, okay? And I like it. I like the costume. I like that he's, you know, looks like some kind of 20s prisoner. All right, funny. You know, his set is a lot of pausing and him kind of explaining what he's saying after he says it. And I don't know if that's going to be what AGT wants. You know,
so you're saying less expository?
Well, I don't know if he's ready yet. I don't think he's polished enough to be on TV.
But
he's
did get the tape on my other performer, right? Tina? Tina Twinkleman?
Twinkleman, yes,
she
did.
She does
yes.
the impressions and the voices and the characters?
Yeah, she does it all underwater, yeah.
This is my impression of my mother-in-law. This goulash is good. It's not good, okay? It's an inappropriate temperature. It's too chunky. Here's the thing. My mother-in-law is a bad cook.
Yeah!
Here's another one.
Yes.
What?
No, fuck it. Just keep going, baby.
The problem with forced labor is you can't work a day in your life when it's forced. What's the expression? If you find something you love, you never work a day in your life. Well, I sure am working hard in the labor camp because it's forced. Is that funny?
No! Oh my God! Yes!
Tina, we saw your set on America's Got Talent. Fantastic.
And...
I know the industry. I know it well. And we want to give you something here at Netflix nobody has had, okay? And that's 16 specials. How does that sound to you?
I can do original songs for one of them.
Good! Good!
Oh, I have the biggest boobies in the land. Oh, I have the biggest boobies in the land.
Great.
They are like the mountains on my chest. Here we go upstairs and I...
Yeah, whatever. You'll figure it out.
Cut off your head. I don't know. I'm just just pitching.
Oh, look who's too good to play at Comedy Hut now that she got Netflix special, huh?
Duh, sorry.
Who did you talk to? Was it Christopher Walken's nephew?
He did have a little Walken in him, it seemed like. Yes.
Okay, so what you want to come and do your set tonight? Like, I got no room.
You have room, and you have rubles. Give me them.
I'm not giving you my rubles. Look, it's tough enough being in Russian prison, okay? Now, running comedy club within Russian prison, even harder.
I know that sounds like a you problem.
Okay, okay. You want 15? I give you 15.
Well, what do you mean that I'm getting my set taken from me? Like, it's just not fair. How can I get bumped? I prepared for this.
Tina Twinkleman is here. She has to do her set. She is bigger name.
She had the same agent as me, and somehow he liked her better.
That sounds like a you problem.
That's bullshit.
I just learned that expression tonight, and I'm going to use it.
Really? I like it.
It's pretty good. It's a great way to deflect any criticism right away.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to take that. Do you mind?
Yeah, fine. So anyway, I give you drink tickets if you want, but I have no room for you on stage tonight.
Well, couldn't I just take 7 minutes and she get 7 minutes? Why do you have to give all my 15 minutes?
No, it doesn't. It's increments of five. This is from time immemorial. this is how it goes. You don't do seven. Where did you ever hear of somebody doing seven?
Okay, fine. I don't think I'm ever going to perform at this place again, period.
Well, good luck, because you're in Russian gulag, so this is your option. Maybe move beyond the prop comedy of just referring to the ball and chain.
It's a good joke. It worked for many years.
It's a good opener, but where do you go from there? You got one prop.
Yeah, in the prop really keeps me grounded. Like Carrot Top
has his trunk full of stuff that he keeps going into. You got the one ball and chain. You got all maybe right, 2.5 jokes off of that.
That sounds like a you problem.
Oh, you got me back, yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Sonny boy, it's your father.
Oh, hi.
Listen, I'm getting calls from people. Apparently, you're representing yourself as a douchebag.
What?
Yeah, you're out there putting the name of Walken in everyone's mouth, but they're saying the wrong things. They're spitting out the wrong poison, if you follow me.
I follow, but I'm confused. I thought I was doing the right thing by you, by us. Netflix!
Are you mocking me? It sounds to me like there's a mock in your tone.
No.
Listen, Sonny boy, can you get me a sit with those pricks at Netflix?
Of course. I can do that. No problem.
I want to pitch him a stand-up special where I show people how to cook a chicken.
So it's a cooking show? Or
no, it's all about jokes. The chicken, it's like ventriloquism. The chicken speaks four different languages. You got to see it to believe it.
That sounds horrifying. I don't want to subject anybody to focus test this. He's going to be ventriloquisting? Is that the verb?
No.
A chicken that he's cooking?
It's not the verb at all. What? You don't understand comedy. You're not funny. You're not a good guy at the end of the day.
I'm just a Netflix board member, and I don't think anybody's going to want to sit through focus testing of this.
Well, then you don't know, all right? Netflix has made...
All right, Carl, apparently you've filled out an application to become a Netflix board member, and I'm just curious what that means to you.
Well, my family and I Netflix and chill often, and I think that I've got a really good my fingers on the pulse of families, and I think I'd be a great board member.
Right.
And if you look at the back, I was a parent teacher member of the board.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that you own actually any of the stock of the company.
Oh no, not yet.
Yeah.
But I mean,
so that's a little snafu for us. All the board members own a considerable amount of the stock. They're voting board members. They're not just fans of the portal.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. So if you're willing to buy some stock today.
What do you mean they didn't accept your application?
It seems like we have to have, I guess it's kind of like a multi-level marketing thing. Multi-level. I need to buy some stocks.
Maybe we sold our home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had to go find a new apartment. You said you're going to get this job and it was going to be all good. I can't I have I you shitting in the car.
What we need to do is we need to borrow some money from your parents so I can get some stock, okay?
Again?
If I can get some stock, I can. Yeah, but this is different. Netflix isn't going anywhere. This is a big company, okay?
Oh, great. So great. Just like you said, glass hats are going to blow up, okay?
They were. You know what? It was bad timing. Who could have foreseen the changes in the world that glass hats wouldn't be?
Yeah, hi, Wanderer. Return this glass hat. There's a hairline crack in it.
Yeah, that wasn't there when you took it out of our shop.
Right. So I just want to see if I could return it to get a new.
It's broken.
Glass hat that
replaced this one. Your hat's broken. You would need to buy a new glass hat.
I thought that's what the warranty was for that you sold me. That was $125
extra. If you look
extra?
At the very bottom in the fine print, it says.
Really? Well, we're talking about fine print now?
Listen, I run a glass hat store. Do you think I can take this kind of return? How would I stay in business?
That's a good question.
Fine.
I guess
here's
that's my question.
Here's your fucking money back. Here's your fucking money back.
Yeah, but thanks,
this
Jago.
This is a family. Wait. Oh. Fuck. Don't slam the door. Oh, fuck.
Hi. I have shards of my hat in my scalp.
We don't know whose hat that is. That could have come from
you're
any.
You're the only fucking place that sells glass hats.
No, that can't be. I would get more business.
It shattered within 5 minutes of me buying it. Oh, my head is bleeding.
Excuse me. I need a refund for my hat. I have a horrible sunburn all over my face. Oh,
you were supposed to put sunblock under it. Guys, you know what? We're closed now. Maybe come back tomorrow. Oh, wait.
I'm out of here.
Guys, everybody calm down.
What kind of ass hat sells glass hats?
Look, you are our lawyer. You said that this was fine. This warranty was ironclad. What do you mean?
I'm busy. I can't read every single thing you give me. I'm a busy lawyer.
That's what you said to do. You said don't sign anything until you read it.
And then what happened?
I sent you things for you to read for me to sign. And then you replied to that saying, I'm too busy. I can't read all this.
And then?
And then I had to sign it. What do you mean?
Exactly. That's the problem. You don't go sign things without me. I'm a lawyer.
But you're telling me I can't. Look, my husband has just lost his business. You understand that?
No.
You don't understand that. He lost his business.
What? How?
How? Because we opened up a glass hat emporium. You said it was a good move. And then we sent you the gun. You signed off on the warranty.
Oh, boy.
You said the legalese was correct.
Do you even find me attractive at all? Is this a thing?
What?
God. It's like, is it whatever happened to hello and can I buy you a drink?
What the fuck are you? Jesus Christ.
There's a tea bar right down the street.
And we dated in high school. What do you want?
Let me ask you a question. What kind of ass hat sells glass hats?
Okay, stop. I don't need that, okay? I love my husband, okay? He might not be the smartest
man
in the
him.
World.
You chose him.
Yes, I chose him. I chose him.
How did the phone call with the lawyer go?
Fine.
Everything? You said it was. He was a really good lawyer. We've just been... I just feel like I really shit on the rug this time.
Yeah, you shit everywhere. And, honey...
Is that...
I was talking... The door.
Ding dong.
Hello. We should get the door.
Hello.
Hi, it's Tony next door. There's now lube and shit coming through my walls.
And that's our show for today. What kind of an asshat sells glass hats? Oh, thank you all so very damn much. Starting with Jessica Lowe. Thank you so much. We love having you on the show. Please come back as soon as possible.
Thank you. We're going to have to throw Sonny somewhere that's less comfortable for him because he's running our house right now. Sorry, I had to step out for 25 minutes.
It's okay. Sonny's a good boy until he's not.
That's true. Aren't we all?
Right? Well, we love you madly, and please come back soon. Joey Greer.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for doing what you do. Where can folks find you and what should they be looking for?
Thank you and happy to be here. At Jebby Grieber on Instagram. Right? That's so you can find it. Or listen to Good Night. It's my album. Check it out.
Good Night is your Grammy winning comedy album.
That's right.
And by Grammy, I mean someone's grandmother.
Yes, I won a grandmother, and I'm proud of that.
Craig Kukowski, thank you all the way from, what do we call it, down south, back east and south?
I'm in the southeast, yes, yeah. At an undisclosed location. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a live streaming show with the Thrilling Adventure Hour on Saturday, June 27th, just a couple days. It's 5 p.m. Pacific time. You can... follow Thrilling Adventure on Twitter to find out more information about that show. But it's a benefit to benefit the NAACP and Color of Change.
Thank you for that. And everyone should check that out. And of course, we'll be giving out the address and exact location of where Craig is to our Patreon VIPs. James Heaney?
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say it's not always, you don't have to write a long letter. Some things are very simple when it's a review. This one is the very best, 3 exclamation points. The best improv comedy podcast out there from Lebo in the United States. 5-star review. That was great.
Didn't unbelievably sweet. Yeah.
It was an easy review.
Where was that post?
Apple Podcasts.
Oh, already? Thank you for sharing that and thank you for writing that. Whoever's out there who
Libo, L-I-B-O. Libo?
Well, listen, we appreciate this effort because it does help folks find out about the podcast. The word of mouth is, of course, driving the train, as it were. But these reviews mean everything. Chris Alvarado, I remember the first 17 reviews that you wrote about this show, and I loved every one of them. It showed your commitment.
Yeah, a lot of fake email addresses, a lot of different servers. Matter of fact, right now I'm on a
Brave.
Yes. Gosh, I couldn't think of it.
The Brave browser? Now, but in a few years, everybody's going to be using the Brave browser.
Why is that, James?
Because you get cryptocurrency for watching advertisements.
Okay,
it's crypto. I love crypto.
I was talking to Chris. So.
Oh, I thought. Yeah,
and you know what? I think I want to use the remainder of my time to discuss a grievance I have with another one of James's things. Is every time I turn my computer on and then off and then back on, it takes me to Discord immediately, and I have to like log out.
Well, here's the thing: is some people find it so hard to get in. I could at any point in time just be on a call with you. I could just step into your computer and be, "Hello, Chris."
It's not true. It's actually not true. I've been on Discord when you've been on there, and you refuse to answer my calls.
You call me every day, Joey. You call me every day. You're abusing Discord.
I can't wait for all of this video to be posted for our VIP members on the Patreon. And thank all of you out there for tuning in and writing your emails to your name here at alchemythis.com. Let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. We love you so very much. Please stay super safe and super healthy. Until next time,
Alchemy This!